This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado business leaders are feeling more confident. All of the factors surveyed in the LEADS Business Confidence Index improved going into the second quarter of this year, and all are in positive territory. They include things like expectations on sales, profits, and hiring, and the outlook for the state and national economy. With this latest survey, the confidence index moved above 50% for the first time in 2 years. Denver Labor in the auditor's office set a record in recovering lost wages last year. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
The office recovered more than $2 million for about 3,500 workers. That's nearly double the amount of money and three times the number of workers for 2022. The figures come from the yearly report the auditor's office just released. It also says the office reviewed tens of thousands of payrolls, particularly in what it considers high-risk industries and workplaces, like nail salons, home healthcare operations, and construction sites. The report also says certain kinds of people are especially vulnerable to wage theft, including women and Latino workers. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The man behind a viral video that showed him speeding from Colorado Springs to Denver in about 20 minutes has made a plea agreement with prosecutors. Rendon Dietzman will lose his driver's license and owe the state just over $2,300. His self-shot video showed him driving his motorcycle at more than 150 miles per hour in 2023. It's mostly sunny for Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the rest of the state. This is CPR News.